This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to ENN on a Wednesday evening. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Well, what's the deal with Mindy? Why won't she show her mug?
Then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
He dances like a chicken.
Did it take you back a little bit, Peter, that she said she didn't want you there constantly, you know, every couple of weeks, something like that?
I didn't even hear that part.
I said, would you like Peter to do the show permanently from the basement? She goes, well, permanently, no, but, you know, if he could do it for a week at a time every now and then.
No, that's fine. I think it would be a lot. I take over the whole house when I'm doing the show, so. I'd also like to say good evening to Mindaru.
Oh, this is so exciting.
That's not right.
Mom, Michael wants you to make an appearance on the show.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Now we have a bear drop, a Mindy drop. Now, I would have put my dad on the show, but I'm not kidding. He's wearing a t-shirt that's stained in like 8 different places. So I think just for the sake of embarrassing my mom, I wouldn't allow for that.
McGovern, Democrat, for the people.
All right, guys, we have an outline of how this NBA restart is going to work, okay? It's July 1st, so that means access has officially begun at team practice facilities. No media at practice facilities. Minimum 2 team members, head coach and or player, available each day, and every starter at least once during that period for virtual press conferences. July 7th to the 9th, teams will travel to Orlando. They will travel on respective days with availability for each team 2 days after travel. The way that looks is on July 7th, Nets, Nuggets, Magic, Suns, Jazz, Wizards will all travel. Then on the 8th, the Celtics, Pelicans, Mavs, Clippers, Grizzlies, Thunder, and Kings will get rolling. And then on the 9th, some of the big boys, Lakers, Bucks, Rockets, Pacers, Sixers, Blazers, Spurs, and Raptors all head to Orlando. So as we sit here on July 1st, things are underway. And in theory, by the end of the day on July 9th, all the teams will be in the quote-unquote bubble of Orlando.
Not quite a bubble.
The broken bubble adjacent known as Orlando. Michael, I did power rankings the other day of most likely sports to complete. My order was hockey 1, basketball 2, baseball 3. Do you agree?
Yeah, but you're not including football.
No, not even including football. There's no way to tell football.
I mean, hockey seems like with the 2 hubs and it is a quarantine situation, I don't know if it has the same holes in the bubble as the NBA has. I would bet on hockey too.
Let's hear from one of your favorite players, Giannis Antetokounmpo, on how difficult this championship will be to win.
Now, I've heard a lot of people say that there's going to be how you guys say the star next to this championship. I feel like at the end of the day, this it's going to be the toughest like championship you could ever win. You know, because like the circumstances are really, really tough right now. So whoever wants it more is going to be able to go out there and take it.
I agree with him. I think it's going to be tough. I think baseball, it will have an asterisk, a 60-game season. But the NBA has played its season, and it's going to be tough that you're away from your family and you're quarantined for 3 months. I think this will be the toughest title anybody could ever win.
And imagine what it says. If you're the Lakers or the Bucks and you were that good during the regular season, then everything flips on its head, gets delayed by months and months, and then you still make a run of the championship. If anything, don't you think it proves that they're even better than we realized? Like, yeah, that's incredible.
Especially people are going to get sick too. I mean, the Lakers have lost, you know, one of their starters, and they just signed J.R. Smith, and you don't know if Dwight Howard's going to show up. I mean, there's going to be a lot that teams are going to have to go through to get to the top. So I think it's going to be a really well-earned championship.
Stephen A. Smith was on First Take, as he always is, and he's not convinced that NBA players will obey the rules of the bubble.
Here's the reason you got to be worried. I wanted to hold off on saying this, y'all, but I can't hold it no more. Do we really think that the recreational activities, what these guys are accustomed to, are going to be compromised for 3 months? I mean, somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their women, you really, really think they honoring a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Stephen A., they've set up ping pong tournaments.
They're allowed to bring their significant other down there after a month.
Hey, listen, after a month, I just said forget 3 months. They going to struggle with 3 weeks. Why you think they won in Vegas? Listen, can we stop? Can we stop? The issue right now is that you in Orlando. For the first month, you got to be alone.
He's not wrong.
Well, where would you find companionship? I mean, where? I'm serious.
Orchids of Asia?
No, but you're going to be.
You can't leave the hotel, right?
You're in the hub. Now there are going to be workers that are doing their work, and I would guess then they would go home. I don't think they're going to be allowed to fraternize with the players. There's not going to be a club in the hub.
Ooh, hub club.
So we're talking about players compromising the entire system, the ecosystem of the hub, like sneaking women in there?
See, I think that's I understand what Stephen A's saying, but I agree with what you're saying. It's going to be very difficult. You know what I mean? You're really going to be flaunting the rules. In baseball, it's possible.
Well, baseball's
you're going
different.
Home.
Right.
You can have anybody come to your house.
Right, but in the hubs, in the NHL and the NBA hubs,
I can't
people
see
aren't
it
just going to be able to come and go as they please. Even if the workers, and I think the NHL is still working on having their workers stay.
I think the NBA is working on that, too, from what
I'm
hearing.
Yeah, and I think that eventually that's going to be what happened. But even if they agree to let the cooks and the cleaning people come and go, they're not going to be allowed to interact with the players. There's not going to be any kind of club where all the players are going to be able to hang out with you know, just people that happen to go to Disney. It's going to be like an Olympic Village where only secured people are going to be allowed to come into their area.
Well, I guess Steven seems to think that players are going to find a way.
But if you're finding a way, then it's not only just you being irresponsible. Now you're flat out breaking the rules. You're going to be sneaking people into the hub, compromising everything. I mean, think about how stupid that would be. Again, I just can't get over this. Just because they're young and they're millionaires and they want to have a good time and they can't cross their legs for 3 months, right? So they're going to bring it all down because you're not going to test the women that you're going to sneak in there. So you can get people sick. I mean, how would you feel if they traced it back to you sneaking somebody in the hub and some coach is on a ventilator a month from now? Well, Greg Popovich is on a ventilator because he got sick because one of his players decided I just couldn't contain myself for a couple of months and I had to sneak somebody in the facility. I would never allow that player to play in the NBA again. The way that we shame people for doing things in sports. This would be where on the list? How high on the list would this be? A championship is not won, or God forbid somebody died because of that kind of level of stupidity. Again, the players aren't going to die. The players aren't going to end up on a ventilator. But could your coach, could your trainer, could somebody that's there but maybe has a compromised immune system and either doesn't know or just is still willing to go and make that sacrifice to play for his team, should they be put in harm's way because you have to do that?
Yeah,
and we just excuse the behavior away? Oh, because they're young, Don. Come on, Don. They're young. You remember when you were young. Come on.
No, come on. Don's 100% right. It's an absolutely ridiculously low bar that we've set for these guys if we think they cannot manage a month on their own.
But I don't think, again, I'll repeat, you'd be breaking rules if NBA players do it. You'd be breaking no rule. if you're a baseball player and do it. None.
That's true. But that's just being asked to be responsible.
You're being asked to be responsible.
But here's the thing. Because we had a caller. I guess he hung up. Who's going to police all this? Steve Young used to always tell us, the best police sometimes are the guys within that room. You're going to have some leader is going to have a conversation with the players. LeBron James is probably going to talk to the Laker players and say, guys, be responsible. Sometimes, wouldn't that be more effective than actually the law? Where the best player in the sport is telling you, can you be responsible? We've got a championship to win, guys. Come
on.
By
the way, the whole, let's be real. I mean, so much of the country has had to make sacrifices like this for months. Sitting around and playing cards at night with your family, in this case their teammates, is sort of what a lot of people's lives have been. This is an unusual ask.
Maybe I'm just being a little over the top, but I just don't like the idea that just because they're young, that means they're automatically ignorant.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
MLB teams cannot identify players who test positive for coronavirus. They are prohibited under HIPAA laws from divulging the names of any players who test positive for coronavirus. This has been confirmed by Brian Cashman and Jed Hoyer of the Cubs.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. You're going to let people have their imaginations run wild. Now, if in fact you can continue to say somebody had a hamstring pull, somebody has to have Tommy John surgery, if you see somebody disappear for 2 weeks, isn't it ridiculous? We're all going to figure out exactly what it is. Now, if they can't say any injuries, and there is a rule that they can say if you have a hamstring, a bad ankle, an elbow, so the people that are legitimately hurt will be classified as this is why they're out. So all of a sudden, player X just disappears for 2 weeks. No word. I mean, what are we, idiots? We know exactly what it is.
And here's the problem, too, Michael. We found out what happened with the Mitchell report, right? Now you're protecting everyone, but you know the big names will get out.
Well, how about the confidential testing report that came out?
Right. So because I'm a great player and the media cares about me, then I'm going to be the one that's going to get exposed for having it. But the relief pitcher that nobody seems to care about, well, he gets to keep quiet because nobody's going to do the work as diligently as if Bryce Harper's out for 2 weeks or Aaron Judge is out for 2 weeks. I mean, come on.
I just don't think that you're going to have to do diligent work. I mean, you don't have to be Mike Wallace on 60 Minutes. If everybody else is put on an IL with a reason and then you're not there for 2 weeks, we're going to figure it out. It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. It make sense.
It's also just there's so many people affected by it.
Also, by the way, Steph Alosia not going for Houston to the Hub.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Dom.
Be gone.
Hey, today's Bobby Bonilla Day. What does that mean, Michael K?
He gets a payment of about close to $1.2 million every July 1st until I believe he's 72 years old, which would be in 2036. And that's from $6 million that was deferred at 8% interest.
Is it the dumbest thing ever done in terms of payment in sports?
No, it happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ichiro is still getting paid by Seattle, but it's Ichiro, so it's not as embarrassing. It's only embarrassing because Bonilla did nothing as a Met.
But it's not embarrassing.
All the time.
But if you made a business deal like this, you're a regular person, this would be a horrifying deal.
No, it's a great business deal. If Madoff still existed, they would be making money on a $6 million. That's what really killed them about this.
Yeah.
Because they would put money to pay a contract, and then they would get 10% return on their money. So they gave Bonilla 8% return on $6 million, figuring they'd get an easy 2% for free out of his money. But now,
speak English to those of us who don't understand the big money. They owed him $6
million. $6 million of his big contract was, listen, we're going to defer the $6 million at 8% interest each year. So that turned into, I believe, 30-something million or a little bit more. And that's why he gets 1.2 million until he's 72.
How does 8% interest become 30 million?
Because it's compounded annually.
I don't even understand what it means.
It doesn't. But it was, I mean, and really, where do you, I'd love to, somebody tell me where you get the 8% interest. And then that's why people sometimes doubt, you know, the Wilpons. Did they really not know what Madoff was doing? Because nobody gets 10% return every single year. The greatest investors in the world don't get 10% every single year. But they didn't want to know. Maybe they didn't know he was doing what he was doing specifically, but they had to smell a rat somewhere. I can't get 8% interest on my money anywhere. Where are you getting it?
Yeah, that's quite the rate.
I mean, hey, there are places in Europe where people are paying banks to save their money. They're not getting interest. They're paying interest to keep it there.
That's sad.
Well, in this country, you're not getting any interest at all on bank accounts.
Derek Jeter appeared on the line drive and had some strong thoughts on both the owners and the players during this entire process.
It was disappointing. It was embarrassing at times, the back and forth. But there's a lot of trust that needs to be, you know, there is no trust, I should say, is the best way to put it. But hopefully things will change moving forward. But it was pretty sad to see the back and forth being played out publicly in a time like now. And we have so many people filing for unemployment throughout the country, over 30 million people, 40 million people with no jobs. And they really don't want to hear owners and players going back and forth about how much money they deserve and how much money they need. And I get it. Look, I was a player. And I feel as though the players should fight for everything that they feel as though they should have. And I'll always support them in that sense. But in this particular case, I think some things should have been done behind the scenes.
5 World Series championships, Hall of Fame. And that's one of the best things he's ever done, what he just said. To have the guts to say that against his former brethren and the people that he's in the club with now. Unbelievable and so well said. We've all said stuff like that, but it doesn't resonate the same way as it does coming from Derek Jeter. One of his best moments ever on the public stage.
It was.
Yeah, also, it needed to be said. He's perfectly in the middle between players and ownership, and that's exactly where the blame lies on everybody.
Can I just do one quick thing on the Bonilla situation?
Sure.
Ryan Hurley, who loved the job that Don did alone without me. In 2000, the Mets deferred Bobby Bonilla's contract, right? With the available payroll, they traded for eventual National League Championship Series MVP Mike Hampton. When he left as a free agent, they got a compensatory draft pick. With that pick, they selected David Wright. That's from Andrew Claudio. So
doesn't that make
you defer money so you can spend it on other people.
It's not a bad move. It's just, it's the Mets.
And it got bad because of Madoff getting arrested.
And Bonilla didn't do anything when he was here. Except show Bob Clappish the Bronx.
No, he threatened to show him the Bronx. Never did.
Yeah, so he didn't even do that then.
Vasily Lomachenko and Teofimo Lopez have a fight set for September 19th. Originally, it was going to happen at May 30th at the Garden. That's obviously been scrapped, but Top Rank's Bob Arum has said it's happening. Teofimo Lopez from Brooklyn. Lomachenko, many believe to be pound for pound the best fighter in the world. Lopez had an awesome knockout in his last fight at the Garden to set him up for this one, and now he gets his shot at Lomachenko September 19th. So, guys, I assume, without reading the release, that they assume that will be an empty arena.
Yes.
No one can believe September 19th you're going to have a full Madison Square Garden. So as time goes on, we will get more and more comfortable, and some of these fights are going to have to just start happening in empty arenas, and we're seeing it with UFC, and it actually plays out fine. Also, I know you'll be excited, Michael. Lionel Messi reached his 700th goal milestone.
Oh, what a fake on the penalty kick. Did you see it, Peter?
No.
I haven't seen this slight little hesitation. Gets the goalie to dive way to his left and just taps it into the empty net.
It almost sounds like we were getting an update from our favorite soccer correspondent.
I have every reason to believe he's passed away.
What's his name again?
Dominic LaGreca.
Dominic
McGregor.
McGregor. I'm sorry.
Right. I have not heard from him. The people that do stay in touch with him have not heard from him.
He was. You were very close with him, though. Some might say that there's very little separation between you two.
Right, but there's a lot of separation now because I don't think he's with us anymore.
Oh, that would be sad.
He talked about how he wasn't long for this world.
Yeah, he lived
a crazy
life.
Yeah, I constantly talked about how his time was very limited because he lived a life, Michael, that would suggest a lack
an early
of
exit.
Wasn't he close with J.J. Devaney of the Caught Outside podcast?
And I think J.J.'s on that same track.
Oh my. Wow.
It was a penalty kick and a 2-2 draw for Barcelona.
Gorgeous.
That did it. And that is 630 goals for Barca. And then another 70 for Argentina.
Fifth
quite
player,
the run.
Correct?
I'm sorry?
Fifth player to reach 700.
That is iconic status for Messi. He's going to be all right.
I think so.
I don't. So I have as a news story here that Zion Williamson's on the cover of NBA 2K21. How many covers they do? Because
there's something different about this cover than the other one. I forget what it is.
What is that? There's three. There's going to be three total. We found out yesterday there's Lillard. Today we find out Zion Williamson, so there's one more.
It was going to be Thabo Sefolosha, but we're not sure now.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Bill Cowher and his wife are recovering from COVID-19.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
How are they doing? I mean,
none of us did. They're doing all right. They had symptoms in March. And they tested positive for antibodies a month later. Cowher thinks he got it when he was in New York. By the way, have you seen that U.S. citizens are currently banned from traveling to Europe?
I did see that, yes.
We're doing quite well, I think.
Did you, we told the story earlier, Tom Hottovy, who is a young pitching coach of the Cubs, 38 years old, got it a month ago, COVID-19. Almost had to go on a ventilator. And 35 days later, he still has trouble breathing. He doesn't have it anymore. But the damage it's done to his cardio and his lungs, they have not recovered. It's amazing. And this is a guy without underlying condition, not in the age category that would be a problem, 38 years old. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm telling my story so that people don't know that this is, so people should know this is not a joke, this is not a hoax, this is real, that if you're in good health and you're young, you could still get it and be in a lot of trouble.
And that's why Phil Murphy is bailing on New Jersey's plans to open up indoor half-capacity dining. That is not going to happen. We'll see what steps happen.
And I feel sorry for the restaurants because they were going to open and they bought all the food, which they didn't have money to buy all the food. They borrowed to do it. And it's just an awful situation.
Hank Azaria coming up next. That'll do it for ENN.
Good
on
one.
A Wednesday.
Absolutely outstanding.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.